The Inspector General of the Capitol Police has issued a law enforcement sensitive report, meaning it has not been distributed to the public. Among the key findings in it is that intelligent reports warning of attacks on lawmakers were ignored or overlooked in the build-up to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. There was some actually pretty striking and direct intelligence that Capitol Police had their hands on, including an assessment that said that the Stop the Steal members would attract white supremacists, militia members, and others who actively promote violence and would create a dangerous situation for law enforcement and the general public alike, and that Congress itself would be the target on January 6th. But it does not appear that either this information made its way to the top Capitol Police officials or that they took it seriously, because they ultimately concluded not to take some of the steps that would have been necessary to secure the Capitol in the days ahead of this attack, which left so many officers injured and obviously tragic death as well.
Well, the Inspector General also pointed out that Capitol Police didn't have the proper tools and equipment standards to confront such a crowd, such as things like riot shields for officers. What was found on that front?
That was a particularly striking portion of the report. Not only were the riot shields that Capitol Police had been improperly stored, and so many of them were cracking and shattering once they were hit by the mob, but in fact, some of the riot shields that were needed had been loaded onto a bus, ostensibly to deploy to the officers. But when a unit of the officers that desperately needed more protection went to get into the bus, they found that it was locked. So they had to go back into the fight without protective shields. Throughout this report, there's a number of instances where the Inspector General has cataloged times when Capitol Police should have updated their equipment, should have purchased more equipment, should have stored it better, and frankly, just did not take good care of the riot equipment they had and had allowed much of it to expire or become obsolete in the weeks and months and years ahead of this attack.